At the bottom of the courtyard here stands Samuel Johnson's house, and it is in this house that he was living when he wrote his dictionary. But while he was here, Johnson was not alone. He lived with his manservant and a whole host of cats, one of whom is commemorated in this statue. In the 18th century, most people did not keep cats as pets, and Johnson was considered a bit of an eccentric to have kept them himself. But although Johnson had many cats, one was his favorite, a big black tomcat named Hodge, and this statue depicts Hodge. Unveiled in 1997, the statue shows Hodge sitting on top of the dictionary, looking to his old house and sitting in front of a couple oyster shells. The oyster shells are here as a reference to the fact that Hodge lived on a diet made exclusively of oysters. To us today, oysters are an expensive delicacy, but in the 1700s, oysters were plentiful around England's coast and incredibly easy to source, which meant that they became a staple food of the poor. In fact, oysters were so cheap that it was considered embarrassing if you were so poor that you needed to eat them. For this reason, Johnson felt it would be cruel to ask his staff to go out and buy oysters for his cat, which meant Samuel would buy them himself. It was considered truly scandalous for a man of Johnson's wealth and status to be seen in public buying oysters, especially oysters for a cat. With Johnson's house and Hodge behind you, go right, back down past the metallic bicycle stands. But instead of going back the way you came, turn left. You will pass one pathway on the right, then come to a dead end with another alleyway on the right. That is where you'll spot the sign for our next stop, the old Cheshire Cheese.